Let's begin with high school football and a pretty good matchup coming up Friday with Andrian taking on Hobart. Both teams bring some serious momentum into the matchup, with Andrian coming in with a three-game winning streak, with the beginning of that streak being a road win over a very good New Prairie squad. The 59ers also go into Friday's game with one of the hottest quarterbacks in the state in Zach Merrill, who's thrown 6 touchdown passes in the past 2 games. So, Zach, give us your take on the duel with the Brickies come Friday.
My sister actually goes to Hobart. She's a freshman there. I used to go to the public middle schools there. I live in Hobart, so there's bad blood right now between us, you know, friends growing up and everything like that. But it's a very big game for us, and same for them. And we're just going to come out there and do our best. And, you know, I know it's their homecoming. There's going to be a lot of people there, great atmosphere. And we got to stay tuned in, stay locked into the whole game. And, you know, if we're up, we can't let them, you know, come back or anything like that. So it's going to be a very big game for everybody.
Ah, a little brother-sister rivalry there. Hobart, by the way, is unbeaten this season with wins over Duneland Conference teams LaPorte and Chesterton. Now, let's hear from our radio football expert, Wayne Svetnoff, on Brickies versus 59ers.
So this will be an offensive matchup against a strong defense. Hobart's defense has played very, very well to keep them undefeated.
On the college football, and the coach's top 25 poll is out, and Notre Dame checks in at number 8 this week. You know who's number 1, right? Of course, it's Alabama, followed by Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma making up your top 5. As for Major League Baseball last night, the Cubs lost to Milwaukee 3-2 at Wrigley Field, meaning the Brewers are only a game behind the Cubs in the National League Central Division. St. Louis is close, too. They're only 3.5 back after beating Pittsburgh. The White Sox lost to Kansas City 4-3 in 10 innings. And in boys soccer, Hammond Wharton now has an unbeaten streak of regular season games of 37 after playing Lake Central to a scoreless tie yesterday. A big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for that information. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.